14. Rico. Rico's eyes flashed over the lobby. The civilians had already cleared out, leaving two squads of law enforcement officers spread behind limited cover, three behind the registration desk, two behind a couch, four more in a pair of doorways on either side of the room, and one standing front and center ready to order them to stand down. Like that was going to happen. She felt terrible about shooting the law officers, but the stun rounds would only knock them down and keep them frozen for a few minutes, which would be enough time for them to make their escape. If they were able to escape. The whole mission had gone sideways. Someone else on the outside was playing games of their own and had nearly gotten to Isaac first. Abel was unresponsive, Hyrie had gone silent, and the Centurion Space Force was no doubt on its way. Would their special starship be there when they arrived? If they arrived? There was no time to question, no time to doubt. The lift doors finished sliding open. Bennett was already shooting. She didn't need to communicate the objectives with him. She had worked with Bennett, her Bennett, long enough to know how he would approach the situation. She filled in the gaps, focusing on the two behind the couch. The lone officer in the center of the lobby was already falling to the floor, his body paralyzed by Bennett's stun round. "Ike, stay behind Bennett," she snapped, breaking to the left and firing at the officers behind the sofa. The good thing about the stunners was that they didn't need to hit any specific part of a person to be effective. A hit to the shoulder was the same as a hit to the chest or even a toe. The officers saw her coming, and they redirected their attack toward her. She sprinted parallel to them, staying just ahead of their fire. She shot at them, the volume of her rounds ensuring she hit them. Both officers dropped from sight, temporarily frozen. Rico dropped the magazine from her pistol, quickly swapping it for her other stunner mag. She dived forward, sliding across the floor to get behind a table. Shots hit the table and ricocheted harmlessly away as she lifted to her knees, pivoting 90 degrees to wind up in a direct line with one of the officers. They stared at one another for a split second. He tried to bring his gun to bear. Too slow. Rico squeezed the trigger. The officer shuddered and collapsed. "Clear," Bennett announced through the comm. "Clear," she repeated, getting back to her feet. A quick survey of the room showed all 10 officers down. The last one she had shot was looking up at her, able to move his eyes, but nothing else. "Sorry about this," she said to him as she stepped over his prone body. "You'll be okay." They hurried out of the building and into the street. A rumble in the distance signaled the approach of a large vehicle. The CSF was closing in. "There," she said, pointing to a pair of police scooters resting along the curb. "Rico," Isaac cried. "Heads up." Rico looked up. A pair of military drones zoomed overhead, slowing and banking to come back around. "Get on." She hopped onto one of the scooters. Isaac mounted it behind her, wrapping his arms around her waist. She squeezed the throttle, and the small transport shot forward, nearly causing Isaac to fall off. They raced along the main street, quickly clearing the square of buildings that boxed in the Proxima government, breaking into a large park. Walking paths crossed manicured lawns, fields of flowers, and sections of trees, each a different species or group of species brought from Earth. Dirt had been brought into the hold to add gently sloping hills and create basins for freshwater ponds where ducks were preening themselves and ignoring the chaos to come. "Move!" Rico shouted, waving her arm at the civilians ahead of her. "Get out of the way!" They scattered as she drove the scooter onto one of the paths. A steady flow of people, the crowd was a mixed blessing, came from the stern end of the ship, back toward the checkpoint where she had entered an hour earlier. They would force the defenders to be more stingy with their shots. But it was also slowing them down. "We've got company," Bennett said through the comm. Rico risked a glance back over her shoulder. The open space behind them had allowed the drones to descend into prime firing position. The CSF transport was visible further back, approaching from a divergent direction. "I can take them out," Bennett said. "Negative. They might hit civilians on the way down." Rico turned her eyes forward again, breaking off the trail and taking to the grass to better avoid the pedestrians. Moving further from the civilians would give the drones a clearer shot, but she didn't want any of them getting hurt because of her. She sped up, pushing the throttle nearly to its limit. They couldn't outrun the drones, but maybe they could outmaneuver them. She aimed the scooter toward a line of trees, zipping across the grass, Bennett hot on her tail. She started swerving left and right like she was in a slalom, avoiding a straight path to keep the drones from getting a lock. "Almost there," she said, eyeing the trees ahead. The scooter hit an incline, rocketing up it and launching into the air, coming down hard enough to slip out from under she and Isaac. Rico barely managed to maintain control, planting her foot to keep them upright as they went down the other side and into the waiting trees. She glanced back. Bennett was right behind her. So was one of the drones. It entered the small patch of forest still on their tail. She weaved around the trunks, watching for raised roots as she threaded her way through the foliage. The drone behind them opened fire, the rattle of its guns echoing around them as bullets tore into the trees. "Shit!" Isaac cursed behind her. Rico guided the scooter hard to the left, getting it around a tree, which absorbed the rounds that would have otherwise chewed through them. She cut to the right, slamming on the brakes behind another large trunk. She could hear the shift in the drone's thrusters as it slowed to circle in on her. She grabbed her pistol and leveled it where she believed the machine would emerge. The drone banked sideways around the trunk, the wing becoming visible before the cannon could come to bear on them. Rico was ready for it. She emptied her magazine into the drone, the stunner rounds sending an overload of electricity through it. It sparked and hissed before dropping from the air. "Nice," Isaac said. Rico smirked as she snapped the gun back to her hip. Grabbing the handlebars, she spun the scooter back toward the exit to the city. Bennett slowed to come even with her, and they burst from the tree line together, racing across the grass toward the large open hatch leading into the corridors of the Dove. The path ahead was clear, the transport falling further behind. They were going to make it. A sharp scream sounded from somewhere above. Then the ground exploded in front of Rico, pummeling her with a sudden shower of debris and causing her to lose control of the scooter. She dropped it as gracefully as she could, the bodysuit and grass absorbing the impact as both she and Isaac slid to a stop. She pushed herself to her knees, finding Bennett on the ground a few meters away, also getting back to his feet. "Ike, are you okay?" "I'm getting a little tired of falling down," he replied. "What the hell was that?" "I can't believe they fired a rocket in here." She stood up as the drone slowly descended in front of her, stopping at eye level.
"Special Officer Rodriguez," General Hyrie said. "Put your hands over your head and wait for collection. You're under arrest,